In the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, tape number 170. Is there a pattern? There are at least two different approaches to the Bible by those who believe it's a book from God. The one says, God wrote it, but it is really not relevant for our age, being written to a much simpler society thousands of years ago. Some general principles of morality, they might concede, can be learned from it, but that's about all. The other approach says, an all-wise and all-powerful God could and did write a book relevant for all ages and all societies, and placed within that book a pattern or blueprint that he expects men to follow to find their way to heaven. Can either of these views be proved? Can we know exactly how the Bible is to be used by our age? Are the commands in it to be followed in detail, or is it just so much interesting history? Let's let the Bible speak for itself in determining this. In the Old Testament days, God spoke to Moses shortly after giving him the law on Mount Sinai and warned him, as we read in Exodus 25:9, according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it. Then verse 40 of Exodus 25, look that thou make them after their pattern, which was showed thee in the mount. Now, it's clear that if Moses had not followed God's word as a blueprint, God would have been very displeased indeed. But the real significance of this passage comes to light when we see it quoted by the Hebrew writer in the New Testament. He said in Hebrews 8:5 that Moses was admonished by God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For, see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. The significance is that he relates that quote to the new covenant of Christ, Hebrews 8, 8-12. Even as Moses had a pattern to follow, so must we today, as followers of Christ. And so the Apostle Paul could admonish the young preacher Timothy to hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, 2 Timothy 1:13. The word translated form in the original language means outline, and is related to the word for type, as printer's type, a pattern or standard that never changes, but can be used over and over to reproduce the same thing. Such is the gospel of the New Testament. The pattern is there. When applied and followed today as strictly and accurately as it was 1900 years ago, the same pattern will reproduce the same thing. New Testament Christians, undenominational and pure, gathered into New Testament congregations of that same undenominational quality. It can be done. The pattern, or blueprint, has been given and is in our possession now as the New Testament of Christ. The Apostle Paul praised the church in Thessalonica because, 1 Thessalonians 2:13, when you received the word of God which ye heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but, as it is in truth, the word of God which effectually worketh also in you that believe. How did he know that they had done that they had received that word properly? Verse 14 is his evidence. For ye, brethren, being followers of the churches of God in Judea. Perhaps when men today can truly accept the word of God as just that, the words of Almighty God, then men today can make all things according to the pattern, even as did Moses. And they can follow those New Testament churches of God in every detail, just as recorded in that word, without the addition of traditions and doctrines of men, and they can be looked upon as favorable by God, as that Thessalonica church was so long ago. God gave us a pattern. It's up to us to follow it.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.